from Hidden Brain. Oh fudge, is swearing actually good? To swear or not to swear, do you curse at the gym? You might be onto something. Researchers wanted to know whether swearing could boost physical performance. They ran two experiments where people were asked to do a chair push-up, and either repeated a swear word of their choosing or a neutral word while performing the task. Swearing consistently helped people hold the position longer. It also bumped up psychological states related to flow, distraction from discomfort, and self-confidence. The researchers hypothesized that when people swear, they seem to loosen any mental blocks, which then helps them tap into more of their available strength. Heck yeah. 100 pages of solitude. Loneliness is a problem that can hit especially hard in later life, but a new study might offer some surprising comfort. Using data from more than 31,000 adults aged 54 and older, researchers found that daily reading was linked to lower loneliness for people with small social networks. This might be due to narrative transportation being completely absorbed in a story. The point isn't that reading replaces relationships, said study author House and Son. Rather, a regular, engaging solitary routine can be a practical tool that helps some people feel less lonely if their social options are limited. But wait, patience can sometimes feel like a lost art, particularly in a culture that prizes competition and the idea of failing fast. But patience is a vital skill for success in both our personal and professional lives. Listen to learn more. The secret of charisma. Charismatic leaders can inspire devotion and give people a powerful sense of meaning. They can also make us vulnerable. Julie Labe's story. After waiting in the AR for what felt like hours, Julie wondered if she was ever going to get the help she needed. Then, just as her pain became unbearable, a stranger stepped up to help, saving Julie's life in the process. Don't forget to send us the story of your unsung hero. Record a voice memo on your phone and email it to meunsunghero@hiddenbrain.org. Our next stops on Hidden Brain's Live Tour are just weeks away. Join Shankar for an evening of science and storytelling in Philadelphia on March 21 or New York City on March 25. He'll be sharing 7 key psychological insights from his first decade hosting the show. And stay tuned for more tour stops to be announced later this spring. If 5 cats can catch 5 mice in 5 minutes, how long will it take 1 cat to catch 1 mouse? You ask this question all day long, but always get completely different answers, and yet all the answers will be correct. What is the question? The answer, what time is it? Have an idea for Hidden Brain? A story you want to share with us? Send an email to ideas@hiddenbrain.org. Listen to us on Spotify, Apple, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast platform.